Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dean, do we know exactly how they come up with the sexiest man alive at People magazine?
The editors sit around and, they go through who's out there and who has... A lot of it has to do with who has projects coming up. As we've been saying, it's determined by who's got the best publicist.
And who will sell the most magazines, maybe?
They're in the business to make some money over there at the People magazine. But I'm scratching my head a little bit about Patrick Dempsey. He's not like starring in, but he's in a couple of new movies that are coming up. I think that he was, kind of a long shot pick for this. Not that he doesn't deserve it. Not that he's not a, very handsome man.
Stop it.
Not that I'm incredibly jealous of his thick, luscious head of hair. But it's an interesting pick. Here's why I think he got chosen. Because of the popularity of the Golden Bachelor guy.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And they wanted to pick an old guy. I don't think Patrick Dempsey is... What's the Golden Bachelor? 70, 71, something like that? I don't think Patrick Dempsey's that old. But instead of going with some young punk, they decided to go with an old punk. Instead, Patrick Dempsey said, it's nice to have the recognition. Certainly, my ego takes a little bump, but it gives me the platform to use it for something positive.
Okay.
That sounds a little Miss America-like.
We'll be standing by for something positive.
Yeah. The issue comes out on Friday. His issue comes out on Friday.
He's 57. Let's talk about
Grandpa. Hey, Grandpa! Congrats.
Will the actors be going back to work anytime soon?
I thought it was going to happen yesterday because it sure sounded like they had some momentum coming out of nonstop talks over the weekend. They did not. They are going to resume talks today. I've predicted about 10 times so far, so you can't depend on anything I'm saying about this. They're just going back and forth. The studios came back with what they said was their last and their best and final offer. Turns out it was not. It also did not address the issues of artificial intelligence that the Actors Union wanted addressed. So they're back at the bargaining table today. They are bringing in top brass from the studios and top negotiators. So it looks like they're going to wind this up soon, but who knows? Who knows how long it's going to take? Fortunately, I've got enough interviews from the past 35 years that I can just keep doing these throwback interviews forever now.
You may need them all. The Israeli government has released some very disturbing video, and talk about where this is going to be shown and how this is going to be shown in New York and Los Angeles anyway.
Yeah, this is really, it's very surprising to me that they're setting up screenings, formal, go to a theater and watch the footage of the carnage that was unleashed by Hamas in Israel. From what I am told, an hour of nonstop, really graphic footage of people getting killed, people getting beheaded, babies, elderly people, women. I mean, just like stuff you would turn your head away from. But there are some organizations that feel like there is some value in showing this. The actress who plays Wonder Woman, who played Wonder Woman, Gal Gadot, who is Israeli and is part of the Israeli military, she's the one that's hosting all of this. And they're calling this footage, it's a 45-minute film called Bearing Witness, compiled by the Israeli Defense Forces, and they're going to be showing it at theaters in New York and L.A. I haven't heard of anything that'll be taking place in Chicago, but there is an organization called Jewish.org, that says this will help nothing. This will only make it worse. Obviously, there are a lot of people who feel like the world needs to see the inhumanity that took place in the attack. So it's just very interesting. I've never heard of anything like this ever happening before and being put into theaters for people to go and watch.
Yeah, strange, but there is an information war going on.
Yeah.
And my understanding is until now, the policy of the Israeli government was to never release any footage like this out of respect for the families of the victims, but it's come to this point where in Israel they feel that this should be seen, and apparently it will be. The Betty Boop musical is coming to Chicago. What do we know about this, Dean?
Words that we never thought we would be saying. Betty Boop, the animated cartoon figure, was created in 1930. Think about that. How it's been around 93 years and has been tremendously popular in cartoons and cartoon strips. And amazingly, they have never done a Broadway stage musical about Betty Boop until now. It's getting its pre-Broadway tryout here in Chicago. It'll open on November the 19th. Take a little listen to some of the music that I got a first listen to yesterday over at the CIBC Theater of Boop, the Betty Boop musical.
Yes, my goose is green hooks now, irreversibly hooks now. For the last time I looked now, I'm where I wanna be. Keep your count in my Emmys, LA's Oscars and Grammys. Start unpacking my Debbies, I'm where I wanna be. Something so powerful, something so true. It'll change who I am and undo what I know I want. Something to make me someone I never was.
Isn't that beautiful? That's just a gorgeous song. Two of them that they premiered for us yesterday, gave us a little sneak peek of over at the CIBC Theater on West Monroe Street. The show will be directed by two-time Tony Award winner Jerry Mitchell. It stars 24-year-old Jasmine Amy Rogers as Betty. That's the beautiful voice that you just heard. And amazingly, for the first time ever, 16-time Grammy winner David Foster is trying his hand at writing the music for this stage musical. Something that he talked to me about when we chatted in the lobby. 16 Grammy Awards. You're one of the most renowned composers that there is. Yet, you've never done a play. This is your first time on the live stage. How does that make you feel?
This is my first time. I'm a newbie, and I'm loving it. I mean, you know, the honest truth is nobody ever asked. So I was busy, you know, in my little world making my records, and the thought of Broadway, although I enjoyed going to shows, it never came up until somebody asked, hey, would you like to write the music to this musical Betty Boop? It's like, yeah, that sounds like fun. That sounds like a challenge. I didn't know how much of a challenge it would be, but here we are now about to be on stage. This is sort of akin to writing a song for a movie. So when I just sit, if you said, go write a song right now, I'd be a blank page. But if you describe a situation for me, then that becomes the co-writer. So every song in this show, there's been a co-writer because there's a scene that has to be written for. And so you get information from that scene, and it kind of helps. Sometimes it hinders, but mostly it helps. So it was not that much different than anything else I've ever done.
So were you familiar with Betty Boop going into this?
Yeah, I mean, Betty Boop's iconic, of course. I think it's top five recognized characters in the world of all time. I knew about Betty Boop, but not a lot about her. I knew Oop Oop A Doop. I knew the music because it was heavily influenced with, you know, quote unquote jazz. And she was strong. She was fierce. She is strong. She is fierce. And she could be a woman of 2023.
You surely know it. It's Oop Oop A Doop. Oop Oop A Doop. Yeah,
bring back a lot of memories there with those old black and white cartoons. What they tell me, we saw a couple of the songs, but they tell me that part of this show will be done in black and white, And then, like the Wizard of Oz, will transform into color as Betty Boop makes the transformation into, you know, a strong, independent woman. It sounds like it's going to be a show about, you know, female empowerment and a love story. So I'm kind of looking forward to it. It's going to be on stage at the CIBC Theater. That's on Monroe Street, West Monroe Street, just west of State Street. November the 19th through December 24th, and you can get more info at BroadwayInChicago.com.
I hope my wife doesn't find out about this show.
I already called her.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I already called her. Mostly, not because my main reason, I just wanted to, and I got the seat right behind you, because I just want to watch you watching this show. Boop, boopie-doo.
Let's talk about what's streaming on TV now.
Well, if you're a fan of the Tim Allen Santa Claus movies, now it's a holiday series. The Santa Clauses is streaming now on Disney Plus. Season 2 is on Disney Plus. If you are a fan of those flipping reality shows, there's a new one, a dark comedy series called The Curse with Emma Stone and Nathan Fielder. That begins Friday on Paramount Plus. On Apple TV Plus, the Edith Wharton novel, The Buccaneers, comes to life in a brand new series on HBO Max. The Gilded Age is back, season 2 of that. We've got Americans Trying to Make a Go of It on Mars, season 4 of For All Mankind. There is a new dark drama from director David Fincher that's called The Killer, following a mistake-prone hitman played by Michael Fassbender. That starts Friday on Netflix. This is the one that I'm going to get to just as soon as I can, because I'm such a big fan of Albert Brooks. Rob Reiner has put together a retrospective on his life and career. Albert Brooks, Defending My Life, begins Saturday on Max. And also, if you're a James Bond fan, there's a new reality show that is coming out that's called 007 Road to a Million, where teams compete in a series of James Bond-like challenges for $1 million. And that's going to begin Friday on Amazon Prime.
It's Wednesday, so what are you cooking on WGN-TV today?
Well, you know, we're into Thanksgiving prep season. You know, between now and Thanksgiving, we're going to be talking about different Thanksgiving recipes. I wouldn't think of telling you how to do your turkey. Every family has their own way of doing the turkey, has their own way of doing stuffing, has their own way of, like, the dishes that go on the table. But I thought we'd come up with a few new appetizer ideas for you. I love French onion anything. I love French onion soup. I love my favorite grilled cheese sandwich is a French onion grilled cheese sandwich. And today I'm going to be doing French onion cocktail meatballs, where I, you know, take my meatball mixture, I put in that delicious Lipton onion soup mix into the meat mixture with some caramelized onions, and, you know, you serve it on a platter with some nice melted Gruyere cheese on top of it, nice and, you know, sticks to the ribs kind of thing. That and a couple of other Thanksgiving appetizers coming up at about 9:35. Sorry, very little potential for me harming myself.
We'll watch anyway.
This week, but watch anyway.
I'm already getting requests for Marianne's corn casserole recipes.
Oh, corn, that's famous.
We hear about this every year, and it's an appetizer, but it's also a main course, and I've seen her make it, and I can tell you it's also a dessert, because I've seen all the sticks of butter that go in this thing.
Yeah, that, well, that's I've made it after I don't know how many years ago I heard Marianne talking about it. But, like, that's one of the things I'm talking about. I would never think of coming up with a casserole to try to change that, because if you love that casserole, and you should, that's got to be on the table. It's got to be that way. People expect certain things on the Thanksgiving table the way they've always been. So don't mess with Marianne's Thanksgiving casserole.
I just can't believe Thanksgiving is 2 weeks from tomorrow.
I couldn't agree with you.
I
was in a store that had their Christmas stuff out already. Like before Halloween, they had their Christmas stuff out.
Oh, yeah. I think Labor Day now is when they bring that out. We'll talk tomorrow. Thank you, Dean.
And we'll let everybody know when Bob is going to go see that Betty Boop musical. So you can also, the real entertainment will be in the audience that night as Bob watches this musical.
I may play the I have to get up early in the morning card.